Listen. Hear that? Hear those birds? Songbirds of morning. I've always liked that sound. Always makes me feel alive. What's going on there, senior blood? So, everything's coming to life. Birds are coming to life in the morning. Peach tree out front's budding over. In fact, yesterday, which is always really a quite cool concept in life, the old owners of the house stopped me. I was out front doing the weed and feed, and they were asking me how, you know, the vines were doing out back, the grapevines, which were pruned too early, and they're weeping like crazy. Lessons learned in this process of taking care of this horn of plenty of fruit, but we missed our window, and those things just are bleeding juice like crazy all over the place. We did take a section of the fence down and got the raspberry plants out, and we're going to transplant those little boys. But yeah, I was talking about how we got so many peaches last year, and I just kept thinking about the bag that I gave you, which was awesome that you got to experience that. You know, that was the thing. You know, I always wanted to get to a coastal town, get, you know, close to the ocean, somewhere where I could actually grow peaches on a tree. And it's funny, I did it up the way in rural Belton, and all that hue-woo, which I keep thinking, you know, I'm running into all these people, unfortunately, kind of, on this little internet website, and I keep seeing how people are in Hawaii, or they're in, you know, all of these different spots around the world they got out of Kansas City. I keep thinking, it always takes me back to where you are is where you're at, period. As much as I'd love to have better scenery, and these Belton people fucking are excruciating at times, you know what? Quality of life, man. It's what are you doing? You know, we're still picking a peach, still picking a apple, having a grape on our back patio that has vines all over the place, swimming and running and jumping and photographing and fucking everything we want to do. Days are full, so it's all good. And I think about that with Miles at the end of a weekend day, as I prop my feet up, and they've been hurting lately. I've been thinking about the gout with you, and if it's a genetic thing that's going to happen to me. But at any rate, I think it's more of me moving around. Man, we do a lot of shit with these kids, you know, and I think how cool it is. I'm sure all the parents around the neighborhood are like, God damn, there they are. They're all of the Dominos flopping around outside like little paradiddles. But I was thinking too, you know, I don't know if this is all parents, or if it's Carrie and I, we're on a more heightened level. I'm sure it's all parents, but it's on a more heightened level for us on several different levels. But there's like three kids that are behind us, and we have our porch faces out, and we have a grand soapbox, but a great way of seeing what the hell is going on. And we see these kids, man, and with the shit they do, it's like, what? Like, one of the kids the other day had a pitchfork, and he was kind of waving it, or I think he was going down a slide, and he had like a four-year-old brother out there. If that kid got in the way, it's over with. Man, those kids, they climb trees and they can't get out of them. One of the kids got a fucking one of those winter sled discs and got on a slide with his brother, and they were going to go down. It's like a disaster waiting to happen, you know. Parents aren't around. The mom especially is like fucking, the grandparents live there. The mom looks just lost. It's like something happened in her life. She's the one that had the kids, and her husband's a computer programmer. They met on the internet. I know we've been over this before, but it's like, man, I never see him out there. The dad's sometimes interacting, but the mom never. The mom only comes out when she wants to yell and fucking scream. And it's like, Jesus, Jesus Cristo. But at any rate, it looks like Anthony and Joanne went through more of your shit over the weekend, so I'm going to have some fun to go through. Fun to collate, you know? I finished scanning all your photos. They're going to be on the sparkling internet for everybody to see. All your little dandies over the years, they're awesome. From the black and white to Gebauer to birds in the back porch, you're gonna be highfalutin, pal. At any rate, that's all I got. Monday morning, March 22nd or 3rd, I'm not sure. Never quite know the day or the weather. It's not an age thing. It's like not wearing a watch in my hand. Just watching life go by, enjoying it, suckling it. letting it go when it needs to leave, like right now.